Were there any data presented at ASH on up-and-coming novel agents that you found promising or interesting?
I do think that there are some interesting studies. There is a drug, APR-246, which is for a subset of acute leukemia, P53 mutant, and that is a small molecular reactivator of mutant P53, which has reportedly resulted in very high response rates in notoriously horrible, dismal prognostic subset of acute myeloid leukemia and myelodysplastic syndrome. And I think that we're looking forward to that, because I think that agent might be the next agent to potentially be approved if the results hold out in larger scale studies.
This P53 thing sounds really interesting. What kind of a substance is it?
It's a small molecule, and it's been in development. What it does is it binds and it results in reactivation. So P53 is a tumor suppressor gene, right? So it's found universally almost all cancers. And the suppression of a tumor suppressor gene then leads to pro-tumorigenic effects, right? So in about 5-10% of AMLs, they're characterized, particularly complex karyotype AMLs are characterized by P53 mutation. And those particular P53 mutant patients do horribly with standard chemotherapy. They relapse after transplant, and they have very short overall survival. I just had a patient, 31-year-old, who just died after transplant and multiple rounds of therapy with this very resistant subtype. This particular small molecule inhibitor goes in and results in reactivation of P53, so allows the normal function of P53 to be restored, and also has some direct toxic effects on the leukemia cells. But that particular drug in early studies reportedly has very high 60, 70, even 80, 90% response rates in that very poor subset that we would really expect only 10 or 20% response rates.
So as you said, P53 is a, you know, cancer-wide issue. Is this the only such agent that's been used? Has it been used in other tumors?
I think they are looking at it in solid tumor. I'm not familiar with the solid tumor data, but the data in liquid tumors, you know, with really myeloid malignancies, AML and MDS really looks very intriguing and very promising.
That's really interesting.